Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, October 2nd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is Hunt County Extension Agent Mary Sue Cole. Birthdays today, the incomparable Groucho Marx, born on this day in 1890.
Well, I thought my razor was dull until I heard his speech. And that reminds me of a story that's so dirty I'm ashamed to think of it myself. I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it.
L.A. Dodgers great Maury Wills, 81 today. Singer-songwriter Don McLean of American Pie fame, 68 today. Veteran rocker Sting, whose birth name was the more prosaic Gordon Sumner, he's 62. On this day in 1835, Mexican soldiers attempted to take a cannon away from the people of Gonzales, Texas, sparking the Texas Revolution. This is the clash that produced the famous Come and Take It battle flag. In 1919, on this day, President Woodrow Wilson suffered a major stroke. He survived, but was severely weakened. On October 2, 1967, Chief Justice Earl Warren swore in Thurgood Marshall as the first black justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. On this day in 1985, Rock Hudson became the first major U.S. celebrity to die from AIDS. Hudson's death raised public awareness of the epidemic. Early on, confusion surrounded the nature of Hudson's illness.
Just what is wrong with Rock Hudson? Tonight, the 59-year-old actor remains in a Paris hospital undergoing tests, but the nature of his illness has become clouded in mystery and confusion. Yesterday, it was reported that Hudson had liver cancer and possibly AIDS, but today, the hospital denied the cancer story and said nothing about the AIDS rumor. A spokesman just said Hudson was tired.
On this day in 1971, Rod Stewart had his first number one hit with Maggie May. On the KETR events calendar, the Commerce Library Literacy Program provides free GED classes at the library, 1210 Park Street on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 5:45, Wednesdays from 12 to noon, and at the CISD Administration Building on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8. The Administration Building is located at 3315 Washington Street. A new GED exam takes effect next year, so if you've started, it's important to complete taking it before the end of the year. Call the library at 903-886-6858 for more information. That's 903-886-6858. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Mary Sue Cole, Hunt County Extension Agent. And she's going to be talking with us about a new development that has come about from the latest session of the state legislature. And you tell me it's called the Cottage Food Law.
Cottage Food Law. It was an amendment of a law that was passed in the one before, of course. And it was expanded with this legislative session. And basically, it applies to food entrepreneurs, people that want to produce a product in their home for sale, for retail sale. And there was some restriction, as you might imagine, on the first law, but it has been expanded now so that people can produce many different products in their home kitchen and then can sell them at fairs and festivals and farmers markets and that kind of thing. And so there's two sides to this story. There's until this expansion of this law, you had to produce a product in a commercial kitchen, which, as you might imagine, has lots of restrictions that home kitchens don't have. Mm-hmm. But we do have a lot of food entrepreneurs here in Hunt County, so it's a good thing for them.
So it sounds like really we're opening this up more than it was before.
Yes, it's a much bigger expansion.
And we're lowering restrictions rather than increasing restrictions.
We are lowering, well, not me, but the legislature has lowered restrictions. The only real restrictions now, other than the types of food products that are allowed, is that the food product must be labeled that it has been made in a home kitchen without any regulation from state or local health authorities. and it must be labeled according to what the ingredients are and that kind of thing. The other restriction, which I think is a good thing, is that anyone who plans to sell products under this new law must have a food handler certification by January the 1st of 2014. And that's not a huge thing. It's not a long course. In fact, our agency does have a food handler online course. It's a couple of hours. There's not a test associated with it, but you do get a certification that you've had some training in food sanitation. Hmm.
But so this opens up the opportunity for a lot of people to become food entrepreneurs.
Well, and it opens up the opportunity for a lot of people that are that will be legal now, that have been doing some of this illegally.
Is there any concern over health issues and safety issues and,
yes,
and those kind of things?
Of course, there is. There's going to be a lot of responsibility on the individual producer, that they have good hygiene, that they follow good best practices how to prepare the product, how to package the product, and so forth. I do have a little fact sheet that gives the down and dirty about the law. And hopefully everyone will do the right thing and take this food handler course so that they'll learn more about food sanitation. Mm-hmm. I think it's an opportunity, but it also places lots of responsibility on the individual producer. One thing I think people want to think carefully about is liability insurance as far as selling these products, because there will be much more focus on that individual now that there's not that state or county regulatory agency umbrellaing over them. Mm-hmm.
Is the course that they have to take, is that new? Has that not been required before?
That has not been required.
So that is at least good. From that standpoint, that's something that's...
That's a positive thing.
In terms of safety and health and,
yes,
and those concerns.
Yes.
Okay. Do a lot of people do this? And I guess maybe not as much now as they will now going forward.
There is a tremendous amount of interest in food entrepreneurism. Think about the person that makes a really good salsa and all their friends say, man, you really need to market this, you know, or whether it's cookies or pies or quick breads or whatever it might be. It will encourage a lot of people. As I mentioned, a lot of people were really interested in it, and that having to have a commercial kitchen has really held up a lot of people. So we do have a food entrepreneurial spirit here in Hunt County. And so I've been working with this audience for many, many years. So I expect that we're going to have lots of people to come out with products for sale.
We just have a short time left, but you were telling me also that coming up on October 23rd here on the A&M Commerce campus, we have an event that is called A New Day in Northeast Texas, and this is a regional economic development meeting that we're having here.
Yes, our Hunt County Alliance for Economic Development, which is really a county and regional group, is sponsoring their biannual conference on economic development, and we're adding a positive spin on it this year. The past two conferences have really been focused on hard-hitting issues as far as really the terrible things that's happening in it. And so we still want to take a look at hard-hitting issues such as technology and water and transportation.
Well, Mary Sue, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I enjoyed it.
Good. Mary Sue Cole, Hunt County Extension Agent, our guest this morning. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.